Hey, it's Curious City producer Jason Mark. Trailer parks get a bad rap. They're the brunt of jokes, fodder for stereotypes. It's one of the most stigmatized forms of housing. Lots of cities, including Chicago and many suburbs, have zoning laws meant to keep mobile home communities outside of their borders. Curious City got a question about trailer parks from someone interested in affordable home ownership. First thing they wanted to know, are there any trailer parks inside Chicago city limits? Last year, we sent WBEZ reporter Linda Lutton to check it out.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. Are you Sheila or Wendy?
Wendy.
Hey, great to meet you. Thank you. Thank you guys for letting me come out. I'm so excited.
So I'm on the far southeast side of the city, Hegwisch neighborhood. You can actually see the Indiana border from here. I'm in the rental office for Harbor Point Estates.
I'll see if we can help you out with that.
Okay.
See if we can get them to build your pad.
I'm talking to Sheila Chandler and Wendy Jabzinski. They're property managers here. And I've got the Curious City question with me.
Hang on here.
But I don't get very far before they cut me off.
The person wrote, are there any trailer parks in the city of Chicago?
We hate that word. Manufactured housing community.
Yeah, and you don't like the word trailer park?
No, we hate it. We cringe.
You cringe when you hear trailer park?
Mm-hmm. Trailer is something you pull with a vehicle. We don't pull these homes anymore. It's not back in the day where the hitches were on the front ends. And yeah.
They're sitting firmly on the ground.
Axles are taken off. It's set up as a home.
I mean, just sturdy as many other houses.
So this is amazing. Like, are we in?
Yeah, this is a manufactured home. This is our office, but it's a manufactured home. This is the kitchen. You can come in here.
Everything is spacious and modern, all the latest styles. A sliding glass door leads out to a deck.
And most of the new homes are built up something like this, similar to this, with the flooring, with the cabinetry, with the appliances.
Really big fridge, huge kitchen, actually.
And they typically come with at least 2 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Okay.
Mostly 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
So is this, what?
This is considered a double wide. If you'll see here, double wides come in 2 pieces. They adjoin them, and then they just, you know, come into one home. So this is a double wide, and it's going to be transported with 2 vehicles.
Wow. And you can really see, actually, you can see sort of the seam on the floor, and maybe I can see a little tiny bit of it on the ceiling.
But you'll see here, there's really nothing.
Yeah, right. On the wall, you can't tell at all that there's a seam there. So it's 2 trailers sort of put together. Or, I'm sorry, two what?
2 homes.
2 homes put together.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I did that.
Welcome to Chicago's only manufactured housing community, where you can buy a brand new 1,200 square foot home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, central air, and all new appliances for $90,000. In this episode, I'll tell you about the upsides and downsides of owning a trailer. Yes, I know I just said trailer. It's because after talking to people who live in these homes, guess what? They say trailer all the time. Sheila's gonna cringe, I know. I'll take you to a few Chicagoland trailer parks, and mostly I'm gonna let residents themselves answer the other questions our listener posed. Who lives there, and what is life like in Chicago area trailer parks? That's coming up.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is a poetry town. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limon, Maggie Smith, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. Learn more at poetrymagazine.org.
It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from 2 anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at WBEZ.org/donate. Thank you.
Hello there. Yes, I stopped because your home's so beautiful.
Okay, welcome to lot number 128 North, in the far back corner of Harbor Point Estates.
Oh my gosh, the water comes right up here. So pretty.
Want to see?
Yeah.
There's a whole lake back here.
Oh my gosh, you are sitting on like lakefront property right here.
Yeah, we are. Shh. Who would ever think? Lakefront property in the city of Chicago. This is Wolf Lake. This is the Illinois side. This is Harbor Point Estates, and it is the only trailer park within the Chicago city limits.
Meet Edna McWilliams. She and her husband have by far the best lot in this entire trailer park. Their whole backyard is owned by the State Department of Natural Resources. It's like they're living in a forest preserve in Chicago.
I actually had the alderman once tell me if we ever decide to get rid of our place, let her know. She wants first dibs. Yeah. We have kayaks. We have a pedal boat there. We just put it up for the winter. We have a fishing boat. I have wild turtles that come every summer and hang out at my pier. And they actually will follow me up and down the hill.
I mean, I don't even know how to describe this. It definitely does not feel like the city of Chicago.
Yeah, it's very peaceful back here. We've been here 23 years. Yeah. The whole thing hinged on getting this plot.
Oh, you guys just wanted one spot in here, and that was this one.
Yeah.
Three generations of Edna's family have lived in this trailer park. Her mom had a home here for a while. Now her son lives down the block. Edna's home looks just like a suburban ranch. You could see it and not even know it's a mobile home. She's got a deck on the front and back, a driveway. She says inside there's a hot tub and a walk-in closet that's 15 feet long.
Trailer homes are now considered modular homes, which is different from a trailer. They're put together differently. They're bigger. As you can see, we actually have house-size windows on ours. They're not, you know, dark little dingy trailers. They have open floor plans. They're very beautiful. And they're not very expensive. Yeah.
Edna has several hundred neighbors here at Harbor Point, and more are coming.
Like you can see clearly this pad here, all of these are going to be double wides. So those are waiting for homes there.
This is property manager Sheila Chandler again. The big real estate company that owns this park, Ravinia Communities, is setting new homes down every week here. So Chicago's only trailer park is actually expanding.
Oh, that's a new home there. We could go look at this house.
Okay.
As we walk through the park, we pass rows of identical new trailers with tiny front porches and cute little peak roofs. It looks like an ad for the American dream. You get a tiny strip of yard, you get a driveway.
Depending on where it is, you might get a two-car driveway or a three-car driveway.
And then you get the stairs, or is that?
You get the stairs.
The stairs are needed to get up to the doors of the trailer, which are about 4 feet off the ground. They're usually wood stairs. Think of a mini Chicago porch, four steps up. A few things are pretty different once you step inside. The floors, they just feel different walking across them, like less firm. Use rugs, people told me. You won't even notice. And the walls, they're not drywall. They kind of feel like vinyl.
But say, for instance, they wanted to mount a TV, they could.
Back outside, Sheila tells me the buyer's paying $87,000 for the home. She'll be the first person to live in it.
We do lease to own. You own it in 10 years, interest free. You pay your rent for 10 years, and this is your home. We give you the title. This is an older home here. I think we sold this one for $22,000.
That's $22,000 total for a house. You might have paid more for your car. There's a critical difference, though, between owning a traditional home and owning one of these manufactured homes. And it's this. Even if you own the home outright, you don't own the land underneath it. And that's how these trailer parks make their money. They charge rent every month for the little area your trailer sits on, called lot rent. In fact, Sheila says if they've got an older trailer, they'll almost give it away.
We want the lot rent, the site rent. We'll give it to them for $5,000, $10,000.
Current lot rent at Harbor Point runs between $600 and $700 a month if you own, more if you're renting or leasing to own. And in a trend that's happening across the country and here, large companies are buying up trailer parks, raising lot rents, and making what's been an affordable housing option less affordable. There's another thing about owning a trailer that's pretty different from traditional homeownership.
So you know when people buy a home and it's an investment, right? Like you want it to go up in value like a traditional home.
These do not go up in value, but they typically, it's just like a vehicle. Unless you have a Mercedes, but these aren't Mercedes, Benzes. They go down in value.
All right, back to what it's like to live here. Meet Harbor Point resident Marvin Taylor. He had my favorite description of a mobile home.
To me, it's like a house with no basement. That's what it is, a house with no basement.
He and Bridget Stewart moved here a few years ago.
We came from the city.
We was on 87th Street right by CVS High School.
Okay. Did you have a house there or were you renting?
It was an apartment, one bedroom apartment.
The peace alone would make you happy. From the city, yes. I'm very happy.
All the shootings that's going on now, you'd be blessed to be anywhere where it's safe, you know.
We was in a pretty good neighborhood. We didn't have a lot of crime, but this is better. I mean, you don't see people on the street hanging out and nothing like that, so that what makes it better.
Here, they rent a two-bedroom, single-wide trailer for $1,100 a month. A good deal, they think, for peace, new appliances, and a parking spot. But no basement means no storage. So the day I meet them, they're planning a trip to Sam's Club for the trailer park solution to no basement.
We want a shed to put the storage, because right now the bedroom is just used for storage when it could be used for sleeping.
Okay. Okay. Hey, everybody supports sleep.
I can't tell you what street I walk to next because there are no street names here, although the owners are thinking about adding ocean-themed names like Seaside Street. But I met two kids playing basketball after school. Their portable hoop was set up on the side of the street between two trailers.
My name is Jaqueline, and I'm 13.
My name is Markel, and I'm 12.
I mean, well, it's pretty quiet. I don't really come outside like that unless I'm playing basketball.
And who's better in basketball?
Obviously me. I was 10 turning 11 when I moved here.
And what do you think about the move?
Where I was at first, it wasn't a good place. That's why I moved. 80th and Ellis, it wasn't a good place, really. That's why my mom moved.
Jaqueline's mom, Ashley, was surprised to find a trailer park in the city of Chicago, but she likes it.
Safety-wise, I feel like it's been good. I've been here for like over almost 2 years now in May. I haven't had any issues with like safety. I feel comfortable with him coming outside to play basketball. I don't feel like I have to, you know, watch him so much as I would if I was living somewhere else.
Her view is pine trees and an increasing number of trailers, all with beige or gray siding. Ashley has a deck attached to the house right off the kitchen.
I think the sky is nice over here. In the summer, I light up the tikis, and I have lights going around as well, so I plug those in and sit out here and drink wine. We eat out here and stuff like that.
There is one thing about life in this Chicago trailer park Ashley was not anticipating.
It's a lot of coyotes. So be aware. Because like at night we can hear like them howling and stuff. It's a lot of coyotes. But they're on the outer skirts. They don't usually come in this area. They may if it's like in the middle of the night. I don't know for sure, but there definitely are coyotes.
The coyotes are a big topic here among residents. One evening I was walking back to my car just after dusk. A lady called out to ask if I was okay. "Look out for the coyotes," she told me. Even the kids have stories.
One coyote just by itself, it ain't gonna do nothing. It's gonna run from you. But if it's like more than three,
they're not gonna really do anything. They mainly be all the way back there though.
Yeah, I got chased by one before.
We seen one walking home from school and we ran.
The next guy I talked to at Chicago's only trailer park has a beautiful lot right off the water.
We got a channel from Wolf Lake that runs in the back of the yard. So if you get a fishing license for the year, you can fish as much as you want and have it right in your backyard. You ain't even gotta go anywhere.
He owns his trailer outright, and he used to love it here. Used to think it was affordable, used to think it was safe. But after 4 years, he is done.
they keep raising the rent on us. Granted, they fixed the roads, but as you've seen over there, they don't fix anything fully. They brought so much riffraff in here due to previous management. The house right here, you know, a hoarder lives across from there. You can see he's got two houses hoarded up. All of the neighbors over here have tried offering to help him clean up. He doesn't want to clean up. The management here, it's horrible.
In a mobile home community, your landlord is responsible for a lot more than just your housing. Think about it. They choose all your neighbors. And while this is the city of Chicago, the streets and all infrastructure inside the community are maintained by the park owners, not the city. So street lighting, speed bumps, snow removal, maybe coyotes, all that falls to the owner.
I have video footage from my front door camera showing Dodge Chargers racing in here, drag racing. I sent it over to the office. They didn't do nothing about it. I called the police. Police never showed up. There was a shooting right here when we first moved in, right here. They treat it as if we don't exist. Just because it's a trailer park or a mobile home community, you can't say, oh, it's going to be trailer trash. No. We try so hard to keep the community clean. But it's hard when you have, you know, a company that owns this property and they just don't care. This is the third management that we've gone through since we've been here. We wanna leave.
This guy is not the only resident with complaints in this community or others. People told me about questionable water bills from management, being snowed in because the streets weren't plowed. So if you're interested in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, open floor plan.
We put so many upgrades in it. We changed all the lighting fixtures. We put ceiling fans in, everything. So take the shed, keep the furniture, $80,000 is yours. Go for it.
Ironically, the Harbor Point Estates community could not be built today. Chicago zoning prohibits the use of mobile homes for long-term living anywhere in city limits. Harbor Point is the one exception. If you look on a map, outside the city, mobile home communities form a big arc around Chicago. Regional planners say some 18,000 households live in trailer parks in the suburbs. Some towns rely heavily on trailer parks for their housing. In Hodgkins, 63% of all housing units are mobile homes. In Dixmoor, it's 42%. In Monee, the former mayor lives in a trailer park. So I wanted to visit some of these other places and talk to people about what life is like in their mobile home community. Up next, I head to Des Plaines and then to Blue Island to visit trailer parks there.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
The area around O'Hare Airport is like the capital of trailer parks. Terry Nelson lives in the Rand Road community in Des Plaines. It's squeezed between railroad tracks and a little motel.
We're a small 140 and a lot of longtime residents.
So how big is your trailer here?
This one is a 12 by 50.
So it's 12 feet wide, 50 feet long. You said it's 2-bedroom?
A bedroom and office.
See, you don't lock the door.
This is the kitchen, refrigerator, and oh, nice appliances, dishwasher, microwave. Go through the living room, lots of beautiful plants.
You got the 70s wood paneling.
See this? All four of these are all different communities I've been to, and leases and paper trails.
The tall filing cabinet we're looking at is in Terry Nelson's second bedroom. There are glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling from when her daughter was a kid 25 years ago. This is also the official headquarters of the Manufactured Homeowners Association of Illinois. Terry is president. She figures she's visited some 400 mobile home communities in the state.
So that's one. These are more. These are all communities. Blackhawk is in Elk Grove Township.
That is Brookwater, Gardner.
Yeah, Gardner, Illinois. Zeman is a large development company that will always keep us in business. Zeman Neighborhoods, the national.
They will keep the activists in business.
Yep.
Terry doesn't just live in a manufactured housing community. This is her life. She's a full-time volunteer, comes from a Marine Corps family, and says service is in her blood. She's in Springfield every session. She's like the unofficial, at-large representative of everyone who's ever bought a mobile home in Illinois.
I help homeowners statewide. Leases or lack of infrastructure being fixed by the landlord. Illegal notices put on their door. We help them organize.
The day I visit, she'd just gotten a call from an attorney in Peoria.
Because of an out-of-state development company that bought a community out there, gave them $180 a month rent increase without the correct Illinois process. So hopefully we'll get things straightened out for them.
Terry wants to see a cap on how much landlords can raise lot rent. She says with large development firms buying up trailer parks, she's worried. She's heard of lot rent hitting $1,000 in some parks. Again, that's if you already own your home. Manufactured homeowners are captive, she says. If the landlord raises the rent, it's pretty hard to physically move your trailer. That can cost thousands of dollars, and some homes are just too old to move. And if you sell, you'll never get back what you put in. If Terry has another campaign, it's against the stigma that has dogged manufactured housing communities.
These are two words, trailer park, from the past. 1950 movies and 60s, really, you know, every drunk, you know, drug abuse, domestic abuse, trailers. And a manufactured home community, we are a community. We're a neighborhood. We're not a park. I asked my daughter, did anyone ever bully you? Well, she did have a teacher comment that she was really smart for where she lived. Here in Illinois, there are counties that will not allow a manufactured home community. They considered eyesores even today. Now, those are people that haven't been in communities to see. You know what? I think of stigmas, and not just on our housing market, but just America. I think people need someone to, I don't want to say pick on, but someone lower on the ladder than them.
One of my favorite trailer parks is in Blue Island. It's a small community, 80 trailers or so. A handful are brightly colored, like the whole trailer is Kelly Green. All the homes are smaller, older. I noticed one manufactured by a company that applied for bankruptcy 40 years ago. It's for sale. This is where I met Ellen. She's the longest-running resident at Broadway Estates.
My name is Ellen Ramirez. I've been here since 82. I live at 2800 West Broadway, lot 39. Just regular old trailer. It's got a living room, kitchen, bathroom, two bedrooms. Me and two kiddies live there. I'll pick this can up. I walk around this park every day. I'm picking up cans out of this garbage, too. I don't have no food for you. Come on, baby. I cut cans and I take them to the junkyard and get money, and then I buy cat food for the kitty cats.
About how many days a week would you say you go out looking for cans?
Every day when it's like this, but when it's snow on the ground, I don't think I'll be doing any walking. I'm 87 years old. And a lot of times people comes and throws bags like this in the yard. So I don't have to go looking for them.
What would you say about your neighbors here?
They're all Spanish people. They don't bother me and I don't bother them, so it's nice. They speak, throw their hand up, and I throw my hand up, and that's it. They have picnics out here in the summertime. They invite me, or they fix a plate and bring it over and give it to me, either one.
Tell me about your trailer again. Remind me, what year did you get it? And
well, I bought it in 82. Sold house in Markham and moved here.
And you bought it new?
No, I didn't. I bought it from some guy that was selling it.
And notice you're one of the last trailers with an actual hitch.
Yeah. Well, all the new ones they took off because they stick out too much.
Tell me what you did with yours here. What was your approach to the hitch?
I painted mine, and I had just enough paint to paint it black. I got flares underneath. All of these are snapdragons.
Miss Ellen, living here all these years, do you have a favorite trailer?
No, they're all, I like them all. Some of these are new that he just brought in here. That one and that one is new. He took the old ones out in the field and tore them up. Take them to the junkyard and whatever he done with them.
Have you lived happy here?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been here all this time. You want something to eat? Huh? You want something to eat? Yeah? Oh, my Lord. Just wait.
I'm talking to Ellen when two kids walk by. Ellen is feeding a cat they know.
What's his name?
Ashley.
Ashley?
Mm-hmm. Ashley?
Ashley.
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 And so I asked the kids too, what's it like to live here?
It feels
nice because you can know your way back home.
That's Leonardo, and this is Joelle, their cousins, ages 12 and 13 when I talk to them.
Yeah, and then you basically almost know everybody in the trailer park, so it's basically almost like a big family.
Pretty much. Yeah. And we have so many friends who live around here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice to live here.
I thought we were moving to a different house. We moved to a different trailer.
Yeah, because you used to live right here.
I used to live in that. It was a different trailer, but it was like exactly
40.
Yeah.
And you moved down there.
Yeah.
They
took the 40 trailer out and tore it up out here in the field.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
The trailer was so old, the landlord scrapped it. You saw your house torn up in the field?
Oh, fortunately. Everything cared. I like my new trailer better than the old one.
Yes, his new trailer has a pantry.
I like it because my room has electricity. Because in the old trailer, my electricity wasn't working well. We had to like connect my electricity in my room to like the living room. And my cousin will always disconnect it to annoy me.
That would be annoying.
My trailer is kind of like the same color as his, but it's a little bit older though. But it's nice and big. I just put up my TV on the wall. Well, it's pretty much home to me. A neighborhood with trailers, it feels more like a family in there. Neighborhood of just homes and everything, more people are like more to themselves. To feel living in a real neighborhood, like with real houses, I wouldn't really like it because you go outside and everything, and there's barely not a lot of kids to play with. But living in the trailers, you actually get the sense of security that you can actually go to somebody and talk to them.
What I like about my trailer, it's like pretty much everything.
Hey,
people who have no experience at all in a mobile home park, they just see what they see on TV or in the movies. And so I think that adds to the stigma. My name is Matt Chaddish. I'm the owner here at Broadway Estates. Well, I think every community is different, but it is certainly a little more of a lower income crowd. You know, they can get in here and have a little taste of home ownership without, you know, spending the same amount of money that it would be to buy a house.
A trailer in this park costs so little, I had a hard time believing it. $8,000, even $4,000. That's less than a down payment on most homes.
It gives people a chance. My grandfather bought this community in 1955. So it's been in the family for, you know, a long time. There aren't as many mom and pop owners like me. It's more of the big companies, real estate investment trusts and other big corporations that own, you know, multiple parks around the country.
How would that affect life in a park?
As the big groups buy communities, they sell more expensive homes for the good. I mean, it's nice for the communities. They're putting in new homes.
Homes like the ones Sheila showed me at Harbor Point, the trailer park in Chicago. But Matt says the families here in Blue Island couldn't afford those.
You know, here, most of my tenants, if I were to put in $50,000 new homes, I would have a hard time selling them because, you know, most of my tenant base couldn't afford them. They wouldn't qualify for the loans.
As a landlord who owns all sorts of properties, apartments, rental homes, two other trailer parks, Matt says he prefers the trailer parks. To him, people care more. They try harder.
They own it. You know, it's theirs. It really becomes about the pride of ownership. When, you know, if you own a home, you're invested in that spot.
Mi nombre es Maricela. Yo vivo en la trailer 46.
Maricela Nunez bought her trailer for $8,000. She's paying it off over 3 years. She lives here with a slew of kids and grandkids. She sleeps on the pull-out couch in the living room.
Me gusta mi trailer. Sí, me gusta mucho.
She gives me a little tour.
La lavadora, la secadora, mis santitos.
She shows me her washer and dryer and her favorite saints.
Se me hace muy bonita mi cocina. También esta me gusta mucho porque está muy espacioso para guardar comida.
A few years ago, Maricela moved to East Chicago and lived in a house, not a trailer. But she says she liked it better here and came back. Her sons have put work into the trailer, flooring, for instance, and it needs more work.
Mis hijos le quitaron el piso, la están un poquito remodelando.
Even though this trailer costs just $8,000, it's hers. It's home. It's in a community she's a part of, and she has dreams for it.
Sí, el abanico lo voy a quitar, le voy a poner uno más bonito.
She's going to take out the ceiling fan and put a new one up.
Le voy a pintar sus maderitas en blanco. O sea, yo misma la detallo, ¿verdad? También.
Muy bonito.
Yeah.
And she herself will paint the cabinets white, she says, and the trim.
All right, so my name is Alex, and I'm from right here, 2800 Broadway Street.
The official name of this community is Broadway Estates. Actually, tons of trailer parks have fancy-sounding names with estates or villa tagged on. It's like the owners are trying to counter the stereotypes with the name. But most residents here are like Alex and just call it 2800 Broadway, or in Spanish, Las Trailas, the trailers. Alex has lived at 2800 Broadway his whole life. He's 18. He's proud to be from 2800 Broadway. At the same time, he's felt the stigma society assigns to neighborhoods like his.
There's not a lot of trailer parks around here, so, you know, we stick out. My younger self, I would tend to, like, avoid, like, talking about where I live. Because, you know, it was like, so since I was very young, I was afraid of what people thought about, you know, my household. I guess it's not normal for people to come out living from a trailer park, I guess. You know, a lot of people tend to grow up in big houses. There were some older kids that I remember my bus, you know, they'll be too afraid to get off and then walk straight to the entrance of the trailer park, so they just walk around the houses and then try to sneak their way into the trailer park so nobody from the, none of the older kids from the houses see them, you know, walking into the trailer park and then figuring out that they live here.
Despite how the outside world views Alex's neighborhood and all the stigma surrounding this whole form of housing, none of that really matches his own experience, he says. And that was true for lots of folks I talked to. They'd come to the trailer park looking for peace or safety, a way to make ends meet, a foothold to the American dream, a chance to grow up around cousins and friends, a familiar home in old age.
Well, yeah, just a lot of nice people. All my friends live here.
In fact, Alex tells me if he got to choose where to be born, he'd go ahead and pick right here again. The trailer park at 2800 Broadway.
Thanks to reporter Linda Ludden and editor Alexandra Solomon for their work on this story. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation and is produced by me and Joe Dussel. Adriana Cardona-McGigot is our reporter. Maggie Civet is the digital and engagement producer for Curious City. Johanna Zorn edits the show, and Marie Mendoza is WBEZ's podcast fellow. Check out WBEZ.org/Curious City to see photos of the people in this story and their homes. I'm Jason Mark. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.
Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to WBEZ.org/events.